Whether we are born in a palace or in a hut, the common thing is struggle. Life is a struggle, whether in the palace or in the hut. We are happy that we get hit with a golden rod rather than the iron rod or by the cane. It's a matter, the pain is the same, how you want to be hit, whether by the golden rod or the iron rod or by the cane. We feel happy, thank God I was beaten with a golden rod. The suffering is the same, and all through our life, we want to climb the ladder of life only in the outer pursuit. Outer pursuit results in the more and more entanglement and more suffering. Like we are stuck in the quicksand, more we struggle to get out, deeper we go. The life is only outer manifestation leading to the suffering. Yoga means upaya. Another meaning of yoga is upaya. Upaya means solution. It gives a solution for the struggle, for the suffering. It gives the upaya. Patanjali Yoga Sutra talks about the suffering is because of the klesha. Klesha talks about 5 kleshas. Because of this klesha, we go through the suffering. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, kleshaha. Because of the 5 things, we go suffer. One is avidya, not having a right knowledge. Wrong knowledge, our yardstick of our outer manifestation, only with the wrong knowledge. Avidya, and then asmita. Asmita is a selfish ego. Avidya and asmita. Asmita, and it gives an example like a monkey bitten with honey bees, drunk and going all over the place. We are like that. Avidya and asmita, raga. Raga means attachment. Attachment, so much attached to the personal things. So attached. We are not willing to give up for the higher purpose. We are so busy every step of our life. For example, when I was working in India, I was so comfortable. I could have stayed there in that pocket. In that pocket, life is full of pockets. I can find my own nest and isolate myself along the way. In life is, but raga is that way. We find some comfort in our life. We don't want to move out of that one. Dvesha, next one is called as dvesha. Dvesha is nothing but distorted attachment. Dvesha is hating. Hating is nothing. Why I hate? It's a attachment. My attachment, love has got distorted. When the love has got distorted, it is called as dvesha. And the last one, Patanjali. Patanjali talks about is abhinivesha. Let go. Let go is a challenge. We don't want to let go. Let go in our life. The biggest abhinivesha is the death. I don't want to let go this body. This body I want to cling on. I don't want to let go this body. Whether this is a diseased body, aged body, I don't want to give up. I want to cling on. Cling on to this body as long as I can. I may be bedridden, but I don't want to give up. Give up, it's a attachment, raga, it further extends to, first attached to my property, my bank balance, and slowly, why I'm attached to the bank balance? I like myself. I attached to this body, and Patanjali says, Abhinivesha, I am so scared to let go this body. I want to hang on, every day I hear in the news somebody died, I go to the funeral, I go there, but I think I am permanent. I am not going anywhere. I am here to go. I am here to stay. Abhinivesha. Abhinivesha. This five, Patanjali talks about, it's a klesha. Patanjali talks about Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna is talking about vasansi jirnani yata vihaya navani grihnati naroparani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. You had to go the like changing the cloth, like you're not attached to change the cloth. So is your body is like a cloth. It's outer, it is covering the inner thing. Body is like a cloth, like you are changing the cloth. You have to go within, understand, to abhinivesha, to overcome the fear of death. Think that body is a cloth. You are happy to change the cloth. So is this body. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about how to overcome avidya. Root cause is avidya. Tam vidya dukkha samyogam viyogam yoga sanjitam sanischayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasa. Tam vidyat, understand, acquire the knowledge, and by the knowledge, you are able to move away from the suffering and acquire the happiness. Only through the knowledge. Tam vidyat dukkha samyoga viyogam. Yoga sanjitam. Yoga is another name for moving away from suffering. I started off saying that whether you are born in with a golden spoon or wooden spoon, suffering is the common. The yoga means moving away from the suffering. Sanischayena yoktavyo. For that, what is required is a firm conviction. And shraddha is required. Nischaya, dhrida nischaya. Like, it is not like a nischaya. Our Dr. Narendra is there. He works in ICU, emergency. If the patient asks our Dr. Narendra, what is the possibility? He will say 50-50. 50-50 chance. 50-50 is not a nischaya. And a patient outside hoping that this person will come out okay. Hoping is not an ischaya. Firm conviction. I will make it. That is called a shraddha. Shraddha, and that conviction is required to move away from san ischayena yoktavyo yoga yogo nirvinna chetasaham. If I do not have a shraddha, what happens? When you want to study, Narendra and others, they have embarked on the teacher's training. They have to have conviction, firm conviction. If you do not have a conviction, ajnascha, ashradanascha, samshayatma, vinashyati. Ajnascha, ashradanascha, no shraddha. When I do not have a shraddha, no knowledge, samshaya. No conviction. I think I will do. Possibly I will do. And samshayatma vinashyati. Sri Krishna says, that person, nayam lokosti na paro. That person cannot excel here or beyond that one. Beyond this here. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam matpara samyatendriyaha. Jnanam labdva param shanti achirena digachati. When I have the conviction, shraddha is there. I will make it. That shraddha, when I have that one, shraddhavan labhate jnanam. that through the Shraddha, firm conviction, that person labate jnanam, acquires the knowledge. Shraddhavan labate jnanam, matpara samyateendriyaha. Jnana means not ordinary knowledge, not the knowledge about the changing things, material things, highest thing, changeless thing. It is the Sri Krishna talks about knowledge about me, I am everywhere. Knowledge, matpara samyateendriyaha. Jnanam labdhva. Why I need the jnana? Param shanti. My life is a suffering. If you want to move away from the suffering, Sri Krishna says, param shanti. Only you will find the happiness in the highest. Not compromising your life for the ordinary, you won't get the happiness. Only investing your whole time on the outer things, you won't get any happiness. Param shanti para. For you have to bring your attention to the highest. There alone lies happiness in your life. Param shanti na achirenadi gachati. Tasmat ajnana sambhutam hristam jnanasinatmanaham chitvainam samshayam yogam matishto uttishta bharata. He talks about uttishta. You are in slumber. Class is at 7 o'clock, 7:50. Not that one. Uttishta. Get up. Arise. Uttishto uttishta bharata. Bharata, revel in the light. Revel in the light and revel in the highest possible. Tasmat ajnana. Heart is full of confusion. My life full of maybe I will do. Maybe possibly I will do. Possibly I will do. No, that is not the sign of an achiever. How are you? Are you going to excel? Maybe I will give it a go. Not that one. He says, full conviction, uttishta, ma uttishto tishta bharata. Get up and make a firm resolution. Wipe away your confusion. Acquire the knowledge. Your heart is filled with ignorance. With that one, you are trying to find a niche for yourself, a nest for that one. Yourself, you are hiding in the corner. If you want to come out of the suffering, come out. Come out, uttishta, get up. Get up and uttishto tishta bharata. Get up and sustain your work. Not that one, uttishta means immediately get up and when the teacher goes away, go into sleep again. He says, uttishto tishta. Now you have woken up and you stand up and fight the battle of this life. That is the Sri Krishna is talking about. If you want to move away from the suffering in life, Sri Krishna says, and what Patanjali says, you have to get up, acquire the knowledge, have the faith, have the firm conviction, and fight the battle, you will succeed in your life.